at all.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Well, it looks like a senator knows how to lobby for the court, doesn't it?
Somebody does. He certainly covered the press pretty good.
I was, he was rode down there with me to West Virginia. And I said, I don't know whether, I think he was talking about the court. And I said, you know, Bob, your name's a man. He said, yeah. He said, I was talking to Eastland. He had talked to Eastland, apparently.
Yes, he had.
Did you know that?
I
did.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, Eastland had talked to us.
So I said, well, Bob, it's a funny thing, because I didn't want him to get ahead of him. I said, you know, it's a funny thing. I said, that completely without your any knowledge of what you've done, the Attorney General and I talked about you this morning. So we're at least ahead of it. I told him what the problems were. I said, and he said, well, he got the Klan and all that, but he said, I said that you, the bar had the problem. I said, there is. And he said, well, I checked, and he says, you, of course, I'll, he said, I don't think he expected anything, but except he's going to work at it, but he said that, he says, I'm convinced I can get confirmed. And, boy, I just couldn't believe that. Yet I look in the news summary this morning, and I see McGovern says that he's grown in stature since he's been here, and that he, what the hell do you think they're up to?
I don't know. They probably
want to get rid of him?
They probably want to get him out of that whip job.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would guess. I don't know. They might have a pretty good fight for that, but
yeah,
Byrd's been cooperating with you, and the next guy around I don't think would very well.
Yeah, Byrd's been
he's been a pretty good fellow in that spot, has he not?
Sure, to the extent that anybody can.
Yeah. So,
well, I'll tell you one thing, John. It's it certainly shakes them up a little, doesn't it? Though to they knock down our friend Poff, and then Byrd comes up, who has no, just became a lawyer in '63, and a law graduate. But on the other hand, I'll tell you, if it comes to that, one thing, he sure is going to be tough. Goddamn, he's to the right of me, I'm afraid.
No question about that.
God almighty, he's
to
tough.
To the both of us together, he's
yeah.
A tough little cookie.
Yeah, he is tough. I didn't. More talk time, too. I had to get to work, so I put more on him, and you ought to give more a call and see what fill-in he's got. He's probably talked to more about it, too.
Dick talked to me yesterday. Dick Moore.
Oh, he did? Yeah, yeah.
And filled me in on it because Dick was, well, excited that he or somebody else who'd been on that plane was going to be accused of, I think, of leaking the story that was all over town.
We didn't leak it. No, sir.
It's interesting how it got to all the press and all
yeah.
The newspapers.
I think Byrd did. That's my guess.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, because we didn't. Of course, you know, Moore wouldn't say a thing, and actually, I took off for Camp David. I got the next morning, he says, he's sure been talking. Oh, I don't know who else could have done it.
Well, this fellow, Dan Thomas, came out with the first story, and so it's obviously a Southerner or a conservative that started it, and then I guess it was picked up by the rest of the wire services on the following day. Well, we have our...
How's Friday look to you now?
He's looking better all the time. We have our... Your lady judge friend coming in today for winding up her sole session.
And then you're going to send their names up after that, to the BABA.
As you suggested, either on, I think you said Thursday or Friday.
No, but I meant to the ABA.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, they'll need a little time, you know, to review these things.
Yeah.
So we'll send Mr. Byrd's name along with them unless
yeah.
You get different counsel.
Oh, yeah, sure. Send it.
And some of those other southern judges.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll put out a little smoke screen and also Sylvia Bacon, as you suggested.
Good. And do you think we could have, shoot for sending it. When do you think we could shoot to send a name to the Senate?
The Senate would probably be the first part of next week.
First of next week.
I would think we could get the...
If I am asked about it, because I may do a quickie little news conference tomorrow morning, short one. If I'm asked, I'm going to say we're going to send the names up next week. That gives us plenty of time, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed.
I'll just say next week rather than the first of next week.
Yes, I anticipate you'll be able to send the names up next week.
Yes, we'll have it ready by next week.
Take care of it.
And then they'll say what time. I'll say that next week sometime. That gives you till Friday, you see, in case we get boxed in.
Exactly, and I think we ought to get
yeah, let's not indicate, but I will not indicate they're going to send two together, right? Or do you want to?
I think you ought to keep your options.
Right. I'll just say we're going to send the nominations up next week. Okay?
Yes, sir. I think I would do that.
Fine. Fine. Well, I'm glad to keep the game a little open on this, aren't you? I mean, as far as Bird's thing, just let it ramble around a bit up there.
I think it's helpful.
Yeah. Because here a guy, I'll bet you they're regurgitating all over the place, John, because Poff, you know, compared to Bird, he's a flaming liberal.
He's not only a flaming liberal, he's an outstanding
lawyer,
judiciary candidate.
I know.
I'll bet they are. So
it teaches them a lesson.
It will. I think they'll be appreciative of the candidates you have. Hopefully.
I hope the Chief Justice appreciates Mildred.
Well, we still have to work out the scenario, whether you want me to tell him or you're going to do it. We should tell him before.
Oh yeah.
Before she goes to the bar, because it'll.
Well, I'll tell you. I think I'll be glad to join you in doing it.
All right, sir.
Yeah, I think it's so historic that maybe we better do it that way.
All right, so let's see how.
But I think what it ought to do is that you ought to soften him up just a little, then tell him that that's what I want to talk to him about, and that we're just going to do it.
Good. I'll do that on the basis that we're having all these names go up, so that you can have a choice of them, and then you can tell him that you're inclined to do it, and he can take it from there. Because he's played the game with us so well that I think we should advise him in advance of the potential of it.
Right.
And then you can put in the clincher.
Good. Okay.
Very good, sir.
Bye, John. Right. Bye.